Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a new day dawning for the unhoused community in Eau Claire. We'll look ahead to the opening later this month of the Community Haven House Day Resource Center at One Better Way in Eau Claire. Also, coming up tomorrow evening at 5 at Wilson Park in Eau Claire, a homeless vigil honoring Eau Claire residents who've died while unhoused. We'll also hear from Republican State Representative Rob Hutton saying affordability is the most important concern in Wisconsin. And Governor Evers closes us out, wishing Wisconsinites happy holidays and reminding those in need that services are available. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Alverson. Thanks for listening. Back in early November, Hope Gospel Mission Community Relations Coordinator Brett Gaboy told WEAU,
"I think we are seeing people slipping through the cracks a little bit and becoming, you know, or struggling with homelessness and or addiction."
Gaboy told WEAU about the working relationship that had developed between Hope Gospel Mission and Western Dairyland.
"The reality is when we thought about doing this, a couple people from Hope Gospel Mission and Western Dairyland, they went on a 5-6 state tour to a bunch of other day resource centers around the Midwest.
And Western Dairyland CEO Anna Cartarella tells WEAU that the choice of One Better Way as the location of the new center was a huge consideration in its ultimately being chosen.
"You know, we've talked to guests that are currently going to the Haven House on Washington Street. I drive down there, you know, to work every morning when I come into Eau Claire. There's no green space for folks. They're on display. And they've said to us, they're excited to come here. They don't want to be on display. They want to be able to maintain their dignity."
Cartarella says another huge plus is the new center's close proximity to the community table where a meal is served daily.
"We're all about collaboration. We do not want to duplicate services."
Cartarella tells WQOW they love the new location and all the bigger, larger facility offers.
"I can't believe that this is real and this is really happening. What was a dream of, you know, some very civic-minded folks in Eau Claire, you know, 5-7 years ago is now a reality, that we will have a safe, secure, welcoming space for people experiencing homelessness is just unbelievable."
And Gaboy tells WQOW the new, larger space means a need for more volunteers.
"The space is larger. The space that we currently had was inadequate, and we could not do even a quarter of the things that we want to do as far as providing a resource center."
And while excitement continues to build leading up to the December 29th opening at One Better Way, significant funds are still needed. Back in mid-November, C&M Home Builders announced a $250,000 donation to Western Dairyland's capital campaign to build this new day resource center in downtown Eau Claire. Western Dairyland had established the One Better Way Fund at the Eau Claire Community Foundation with a goal of raising $6.4 million to complete renovations and ensure long-term sustainability for the center's programs and services. Other donors have added to the incredibly generous gift from C&M Home Builders to create a $1 million match for the day resource center campaign. Up to $1 million in donations will be matched through the end of this year. Cartarella says,
"We still are looking for more funds. So, you know, we're grateful for every donor. Your donation can go a long way. We'll take donations. You know, there's pledge opportunities where people can donate, you know, for up to 5 years. Just lots of opportunities. Anything will help."
Some further facts about the Day Resource Center is it will provide year-round daytime shelter in a modern facility. Bathrooms, showers, storage areas, and congregate meeting spaces will be available to anyone in need. These services will replace and expand upon those offered by the current Community Haven House at 416 Washington Street, which does not have funding beyond this year. Secondly, the new facility will house multiple programs operated by Western Dairyland, like Housing First, Rapid Rehousing, Homeless Prevention, Homeless Assistance Programs for Youth, Family Shelters, Housing Stability, and Fresh Start. These programs will move from their current location at 418 Wisconsin Street. And additional space will be available to local businesses and community organizations serving the homeless community. The goal is to provide immediate relief and then connect clients with the resources they need to succeed. You can learn more at onebetterway.org. That's onebetterway.org, onebetterway.org. Meanwhile, tomorrow evening at 5 at Wilson Park in Eau Claire, a homeless vigil will be held. People who have died during the past year while living in Eau Claire without a home of their own will be remembered during the event at the city's Wilson Park. Organizer Julian Emerson.
It is really intended to remember homeless people who have passed away this past year in Eau Claire.
Emerson says,
so often those folks die and aren't really remembered, and you don't see an obituary or a death notice. Oftentimes they are disconnected from their families.
According to Emerson,
we organize this event to try to remember and honor the lives that those folks led.
Emerson says, more broadly, the vigil's intended to
remember people in past years, regionally also, who died while homeless, and to overall, big picture, recognize the plight of Eau Claire's citizens who are unhoused.
Emerson says,
this event is being held in conjunction with National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. That's held annually in various locations across the United States on or around the December 21st, first winter solstice.
Emerson says,
it's a time to remember the challenges that unhoused people face.
Emerson says,
we need to continue to partner and work as a community to continue to better address the needs of that population.
Tomorrow night's event is free to attend. Organizers hope it serves as a time to recognize the lives of unhoused people who have died, because some of them lack family connections. Their deaths often receive little attention. Emerson says having the event outdoors in cold winter weather is intended to prompt attendees to consider the discomfort of spending significant time outdoors this time of year. Again, that's tomorrow evening at 5 at Wilson Park in Eau Claire. Finally, in this week's Republican radio address, State Senator Rob Hutton says affordability is the most important concern in Wisconsin, praising Republicans in the legislature for making it their top priority.
We've enacted tax relief, cut the government red tape that drives up prices, voted to end Governor Evers' 400-year property tax hike, and passed meaningful health care and child care reforms to empower patients and parents.
The Brookfield Republican says government has a role to play in reforming broken systems that have led to runaway costs such as health care.
Next year, we will advance major health care reforms to encourage transparency and patient choice.
Hutton says,
we must continue to address the cost of higher education, keep utility rates affordable, and permit the construction of more affordable housing.
Finally, Hutton says,
we will continue pushing for reforms that ensure the cost of government is not on your list of things that are growing unaffordable.
Republican State Senator Rob Hutton of Brookfield with this week's Republican radio address. Meanwhile, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Tony Evers wishes Wisconsinites happy holidays and reminds those in need that services are available.
Whether you're wrapping up your Hanukkah celebrations, gathering for Christmas, getting ready to kick off Kwanzaa, or maybe getting out your Festivus pole to air your grievances, this time of year is all about spending time together, celebrating our favorite traditions, and making memories with those we love.
And Governor Evers says,
if any Wisconsinite needs help this holiday season, please know that help is always available and you are not alone. If you need food assistance, help with utility bills, domestic violence support, or any number of services, anyone can call or text 211 to get connected with local help. You can also visit 211wisconsin.org. And if holidays are a tough time for you or a loved one is struggling, help is available 24/7 at the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is free, confidential, and available to anyone who needs it by calling or texting 988 or by visiting 988lifeline.org.
Finally, Governor Evers says,
folks here in Wisconsin, we take care of one another. And that's what this time of year is all about.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers with this week's Democratic radio address. Again, recapping, the Eau Claire Day Resource Center is due to open 1 week from tomorrow, just 8 days away at One Better Way in Eau Claire. From 8:30 to 5:30, it'll be open every single day. Again, a $6.4 million goal. More than half the money has been raised, but they still need more funds. Also, a homeless vigil remembering the passing of Eau Claire's unhoused in the past year and beyond. Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, Wilson Park in Eau Claire. And finally, hearing from Republican State Senator Rob Hutton with this week's Republican radio address, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers with his party's weekly radio address. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.